This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, live and loud from Princess Hill Secondary College, celebrating LGBT youth and diversity, joy.org.au.
Good afternoon, welcome back to Princess Hill Secondary College. That was a good one.
That was a good scream. I've been asking them to do it like they did it for Ruby Rose.
I'm Ruby Rose. Yes.
Oh, as if that's believable.
I know. I just saw, just before we go on, I just saw Ruby Rose give a skateboard. That's amazing. We love Ruby Rose. Why did she give you a skateboard? Yell out.
I told her that me and my boyfriend broke up last week.
That's awesome. So.
Oh, wow.
All I need to do is break up with my boyfriend and I get things. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, I reckon that's more of an incentive.
Amazing.
To do so.
Sorry, Jason. Right now, though, we're talking to Gemma DeMarco from Also, who you're the Youth Services Coordinator. Project officer. I'll get it right.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about what that's all about.
Well, you probably have had Micah Scott from Minus 18, yes. So they're all my little kids.
Yep.
So apart from that, I guess the youth services also takes care of resources. We have discussions with parents. We coordinate with Switchboard. And we also have two houses out in the eastern suburbs for homeless, same-sex attracted young people.
Fantastic.
That is fantastic.
With the houses, what backgrounds do people come from?
From all kinds of backgrounds. It might be young people who've maybe just been freshly kicked out of home because of maybe sexuality, or they've just found it really hard finding independent accommodation or sharing with someone, and they've maybe gone through the homeless sector a couple of times. So the houses are specifically for, I guess, the older range, 16 plus, and, you know, they're trying to get back on their feet, but they're finding it difficult because maybe they've been kicked out because they're gay or other services aren't really providing a safe space for them.
Yeah.
Do you find that they adapt well to living in these houses? Do you find that having their houses, providing them with, you know, a place to stay, do you find that really turns around their situation?
Well, yeah, we don't do this direct service delivery, but the Family Access Network, who does the case management, have had, you know, at least 30 young people come through their doors, and they're helped through, you know, finding accommodation, employment, reconnecting with family. And it's a safe space. So ideally, we would like all services within Victoria, same as, you know, schools, to provide a safe space for the same-sex attracted young people.
Definitely. Now, speaking of schools, do you do a lot of work in schools?
Not myself, but I'm connected with the Rainbow Network, who work very closely with teachers and school nurses, or anyone who works with young people.
The Rainbow Network, I get emails from the Rainbow Network all the time. It's fantastic that there's a network out there that joins together all these things. With networking, I'm reading your profile and I'm jealous. You do so much. Name some of the places that you're involved with, some of the committees and...
So apart from Also, I'm thankful enough to be kind of connected with Switchboard, the Zoe Bell Gender Centre, Family Planning Victoria through YAC, and I think we got one of the kids here today. What else? Anything. I try to stick my finger in all the pies. I know it sounds
bad. Sleep? Do you get time to sleep?
I think I do sleep, but weekends for me are just doing other activities. And of course, Minus 18, Minus Plus, they've just had the wellbeing day.
Yep.
We're planning sexy playoffs, which are our trivia afternoon.
Awesome.
And then we've got midsummer again next year.
I know. Yeah. Comes around quickly, doesn't it?
Here we go again.
Yeah. With your work with Family Planning Victoria, they've recently come out and with the campaign to put condoms in all schools. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I don't know much about it, except I was there on the day, and it was, I think it was Lynn Hillier from Arches released some kind of information just about, you know, supporting all young people, and it got taken to the papers with the headline, 12-year-olds being provided with condoms.
Well, I think the Family First Party have come out and they've come right out against it, saying it's not good, and a lot of different organisations saying it's not a good idea because it's promoting sexual activity with young people and all that sort of stuff. What's with Also and your role as a youth project officer? Do you come across a lot of people who are having issues with their, with in terms of accessing some kind of sexual help and advice with that?
Well, last year, Take Care Out There, which is one of our projects, actually worked with Minus 18 to do Queer 101. So we had just an afternoon asking questions like, what on earth is a dental dam? Do I have to use one? How do you put a condom on? Yep. All these questions that maybe people can't ask their teachers or friends, or they can't go to the doctor to about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and also, every single Minus event, we give out safe sex packs. So, gloves, condoms, dental dams, and lube, and the little safe sex information card.
Fantastic.
Do you find that the children, I shouldn't say children, I should say young people, but do you find that the people that you work with really sort of need, I mean, that support? I mean, obviously, we know that, being out and around, you hear that there's a lot of, you know, filthy mouthed young people that seem to know an awful lot, but is there sort of a high level of actual factual information, or are a lot of people just misinformed or don't have the resources and they need to be educated?
I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, we've also released Out and Ins, which is a little booklet specifically for lesbians or women who sleep with women, girls who sleep with girls, because even though you're a lesbian or same-sex attracted woman, you still need to do safe sex.
Absolutely,
the rates are slightly maybe lower, but you still need that protection. So it isn't misinformation, and also young people's first time. You know, what is it supposed to be like? Is this what I'm supposed to do when I have sex with my boyfriend for this first time? Is this what I'm supposed to feel like? So it's just getting the information from someone that maybe they're not getting from the doctors.
I reckon that's so important, because I remember going through, if I remember back to my sex education, year 9 at school, they told me a lot about what not to do, but they didn't tell me one thing about what to do. And then the second lesson we had on was why, something about how my teacher's nephew saw ghosts and gay was wrong. Were the two things I learned on my second lesson. On my first lesson, we learnt, do not speak to boys at all.
They're bad. They got cooties.
Boys have cooties, and the further you stay away from them, the better. But that was no information, because I went away thinking, now how do you actually have sex? Like,
And also, a lot of the school, from even going back when I first learned about it, it's all around how not to get pregnant.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But what about choices? You know, that's why family planning are so great, because it's all about, what can you do and how do you do it? If you're going to have sex, how do you do it safely? How do you have fun? Are you feeling comfortable about it? Can you talk to your boyfriend or girlfriend that, I don't really want to do this, I'm not ready?
Yeah. Let's go to a quick song. We'll come back with Gemma DeMarco to talk more about the work that Also does, and also you, because you just still astound me that you're doing so much. This is Joy 94.9. We're at Princess Hill Secondary College doing our amazing outside broadcast. Yes. Yeah. This is like a remote. Princess Hill College. I love this.
Don't milk that.
I'm not going to. It's going to get old. We'll be right back. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Live and loud from Princess Hill Secondary College.
Celebrating LGBT youth and diversity.
Joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
Live and loud from Princess Hill Secondary College.
Celebrating LGBT youth and diversity. Joy.org.au.
Joy.org.au.
Welcome back to Princess Hill Secondary College for the Joy 94.9 outside broadcast. Once a year we're here, and we're going to stay here next year, I think, for a bit longer, and it's going to be hotter. Yes. We are joined right now by Gemma DeMarco, who's the Youth Services Project Officer.
Finger in all pies.
Yes,
very good. Her word's not mine.
Now, a little bit about you. You're currently studying, aren't you?
Yes. I'm doing a postgrad in counselling.
So your background is totally all in counselling and mental health?
No. Okay, in brief, I left high school with very poor scores.
Yep.
Wanting to be a child psychologist, didn't quite make it because stats just do my head in.
Yeah.
Went into doing youth work, found Minus 18, discovered that I had 300 kids to take care of, and then thought, I want to do counselling.
Yeah, right. About turn.
Well,
that's fine.
You're obviously very successful, so I think that you stand as an example to show that good scores, aren't the world.
No.
You can certainly find success in doing what you love without the school scores.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, last year you travelled to Amsterdam to be part of IGLIO,
yes.
Or IGLYO.
International Gay and Lesbian Youth Organisation.
That's it?
Yeah.
Conference, and it was called This Is Who We Are. What was that all about?
So it was a gathering of all young people from across the world, but predominantly was from Europe, a few reps from from Asia Pacific and who else did we have? America and Canada. It was a gathering just to talk about what are we doing in each of our countries, what is working for us, what isn't, what are we still fighting for, and discovering that everyone's fighting for different things. Some are basic human rights, not to walk down the street and be bashed because it's illegal to be gay. And the two reps, it was Hayley Conway from VGLRL and myself,
yep.
went over with, we're trying to get equal rights in marriage, and like, marriage?
How backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the main thing you found, that most countries there had same-sex marriage
it was,
as a law?
Well, yeah, but it was also not as important. They were looking really for equal rights and how to work together.
Yep.
And they were very progressive in how they work with gender diverse young people.
Yeah, and I suppose every country would be a similar amount of people. You know, it's not like taking over the entire population.
Yeah.
And it's not changing. And so many countries have just adapted and moved on.
Yes.
In your opinion, where does Australia sit in this sort of moving forward? Like,
I think
are we
are,
behind?
No, I think we are moving forward. And in some respects, they've never heard of something like minus 18. I know England and probably the US have something like Joy. But other places, just to hear that you've got a gay and lesbian radio station, that
yep.
is amazing. And it's run by the gay and lesbian community.
Yep.
And it's by volunteers.
Yep. Well, I took for granted before I joined Joy that there yep. was a gay and lesbian radio station, not knowing that there really wasn't a full-time station 24 hours a day
yep.
anywhere else in the world that could offer a service the way we do.
Yes.
The other thing you did, was the World Out Games
yes.
and the Human Rights Conference. What were the games like?
So I have to admit, I didn't go to the games.
Oh,
I
right. went
for, I mean, it was the Out Games.
Yep.
So it was a choice of go to the Human Rights Conference or the games. So I went to the Human Rights Conference
yep.
and engaged in a bit more dialogue with other people, who some of which attended IGLIO in
yep.
Amsterdam and had come over on the bus, and other people from around the world, just seeing, are we all working in the same direction? How can we work together? Especially we've got the second Asia Pacific Out Games next year in New Zealand.
Yeah, yep.
And because the previous one was here in Melbourne and also was very heavily involved in that.
Fantastic. Now, the other thing you spoke about before was the Take Care Out There Outback, and there's the Rural GLBT Health and Wellbeing Forum, which
yes.
is coming up in September. What is going to be happening there?
Well, we're actually, on behalf of also, we're trying to help the rural side of things
yep.
run what, I guess, was run again last year. It's about getting a bit more information out there for the rural communities, educating people, creating networks, and also showing our support from Melbourne to them
yep.
to say that we are, although we're split between however many kilometres, we're still working together. And Melbourne and, you know, Bendigo, wherever we are, it's about uniting to try and get a bit more work out there.
Yeah. The one thing I always find whenever I interview country organisations for young gay and lesbian people is that there's not a lot of support, really. They're sort of there for a group, and they can go out and do day trips
yeah.
and all that sort of stuff. There's no education. There's no alertness that there's a group around. So I think a great big huge forum like this will really make a difference.
Definitely.
Where can we get more information about the forum?
So the forum, you can go to the ALSO website, also.org.au. If not, visit CAN, so it's Country Awareness Network.
Okay, cool.
But all the information is in the papers
yep.
or also on our website.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah, you just do an amazing lot of work. I'm still like, I know, I'm just trying to process the stuff that's just from doing this interview that I was not actually aware of.
You're one of those people.
So, yeah, I just can't congratulate you.
No, I just like keeping busy, and it's minus to do a lot of the work at ALSO. They're just amazing, and as you would know, you know, they're doing things every single day. Like,
always,
now
yeah.
it's T-shirts,
yeah.
then they've got a dance party, and
I
they're
know.
Doing a website. It's
good
too
on.
Much.
Fantastic. Well, good on you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank
We'd
you very
having
much.
You.
We'll come back, and we're going to speak to Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party. Join 94.9 at Princess Hill Secondary College.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.